Welcome to Cheese, Wine, and Christmas, the magical podcast that will help you navigate the crowded world of sentimental holiday specials. Join hosts Brendan Bowes and Deirdre McCarthy as they discuss, critique, and lay bare your favorite Christmas movie tropes. So spike that eggnog and get ready for today's Cheese, Wine, and Christmas.
Okay, so welcome to our new, what's the word when you have a podcast that's only on for a little bit? I know there's a word for it.
I mean, serial?
Yeah, I guess. So yeah. We're doing a series that will be just up until Christmas.
Correct. Right?
And it is called Cheese, Wine, and Christmas.
Yeah, insert theme song here.
Right, insert theme song here. Well, actually, we shouldn't even say that because they'll be listening to theme song at this point.
True.
Because we'll have chosen it. True. Ooh, I hope you're enjoying our theme song that we worked so
lovely.
Hard. Oh my God,
it's
I love it. Okay, so we're calling it that because it's all about Christmas movies, so hence the Christmas, right?
Yep.
They're super cheesy Christmas movies, though. We are not talking about your standards, your wonderful, your beautiful. We're talking about your Hallmark specials.
Or in this case, Netflix specials.
Right. Things that went straight to video that were made just for. And so that's the cheese because it's cheesy.
Very much.
The wine is because you need to drink while you watch them.
Yes.
And Christmas is because, Christmas.
It's all Christmas-based.
Right. So, So from now until Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to drop a podcast every day.
December 25th.
Yes.
You'll get rid of us.
Right. So our very first one up, we happened on by coincidence, really. We were done doing our YouTube show, which, by the way, if you like us on this, you should check out. And it's called Making the Hot Tag. And you can
find it on YouTube.
Yeah, find it on YouTube. So anyway, we were a little drunk, I'm not going to lie.
Correct.
And we thought, oh, nobody can drive yet because we've been drinking and YouTubing. So, by the way, don't drink and YouTube. That's just my holiday message. And so we decided to watch a bad Christmas movie and try to, I don't know, guess what was going to happen next.
I think that was the original game plan.
Yeah.
Is find the regular plot devices and call them out before they happen.
Yes. So we snuggled up, and the name of our first victim or special was what?
It's one called Christmas Inheritance.
And you can find that on Netflix. Am
correct.
I correct?
That right. is correct.
So, absolutely, guys, log on. So the first thing that tells you it's a cheesy Christmas movie is there's only one name you recognize, really, in the whole piece. I mean, maybe you guys recognize more, but we only recognized one.
Correct, because she was more popular back then.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why they
feel like this was a end of career-ish movie. I think this was a do it for the money so you can buy some Christmas gifts movie. I don't know.
Could be.
But the big star of Christmas Inheritance is, drum roll,
Andy McDowell.
Yes, a good Andy McDowell Christmas movie. So Christmas Inheritance is the name of the movie. It's on Netflix. Starring? Would you say starring? She's actually...
at least here, she's the third one billed.
Okay, so, yeah. Okay.
So, here's a quick rundown.
Mm-hmm.
To be the CEO, an heiress is challenged by her dad to deliver a Christmas letter in person to his ex-partner in their hometown, traveling by bus, incognito, and with only $100. Will she learn something from the people there?
Okay, so spoiler alert, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But we knew that, right? We predicted that.
So it
was, you know.
I mean, cheesy movies are going to end the way you expect them to.
Right. So it begins as many Christmas movies I find these days start. Did I say start or end? Start. Okay. I'm already drinking. So, you know, fa-la-la-la-la. So it starts with her living in a very fancy apartment. She's very wealthy because her dad runs a big company, and her clueless fiance are super, I don't know.
No, doesn't it start with the charity thing?
Well, it does. But, I mean, we know that she's rich, right? From
the
beginning, she's rich, she's entitled, she's engaged to somebody rich and entitled.
Correct.
Daddy runs this business. It's all about, hometowny gifts.
Correct.
A Hallmark. It's basically a takeoff on Hallmark.
Right. So the company is built for just the holiday season, yet they're several multi-million dollar company.
Yeah. It's basically a ripoff of Hallmark.
Yeah. That's
so gifts and cards and things like that. Sentiment. They basically sell sentiment, right? And of course, she's, you know, what do they call her? What was the nickname for
socialite?
Her? No. The she was the princess of something, or the party princess. The party princess?
Heiress.
Yeah.
Party heiress.
So that's basically famous for making scenes.
It's basically Paris Hilton, but less...
Right.
Less erotic. Or yeah, less R-rated.
And maybe less shitty.
Yeah.
Like, maybe just slightly less shitty.
Yeah. Less right. R-rated, less shitty.
Yeah. So that's who she is. So she's off to, I know you guys are guessing this, as we speak, just like we guessed. So she's off to the quaint little hometown where this company all began, right?
We should talk about how she ended up heading over there.
Yes, because she was not allowed to do anything fancy.
Correct.
So she had
So as we said, she's a party heiress,
mm-hmm.
and the movie starts with her getting in trouble during a charity event.
Yes, because she was naughty, as all party heiresses are.
Yes. In the name of good for the company,
right?
But not good for the social.
Her
own social standing.
Yeah, she shamed Daddy.
Correct.
Basically, by doing a backflip into a Christmas tree and being like sort of ankles up, you know, and this Christmas tree, and then the photographers take pictures. It's all on the front page.
Yep. And right. then Daddy says, "All right, in order to make this up for me, you're going to have to travel to nowhere."
Mm-hmm.
Nowheresville and Nowhere Town.
And guess why she has to travel there? Because the two people who started the company have this tradition. Because, of course, Christmas traditions. We should try to, decide what are the tropes of all good Christmas, you know, movies. So there's always a Christmas tradition. So in this one, it's that they exchange their Christmas letters.
Mm-hmm.
Only once a year, because one's a bit of a troglodyte and he just lives in this town and he doesn't like anything modern or fancy. So they deliver this box full of Christmas letters because they keep all of the ones along the way.
Right. So each year, one person writes their mm-hmm. update
yep.
as their Christmas letter and gives it to the other person.
In person. It must be handed to them in person.
Yes, they didn't let you forget that.
Yes. And that's how they stay in touch. I don't know why they're partners in this business and yet they aren't together any other time. I don't know if there's no explanation about whether this guy got bought out or
he was original owner, but then he's not.
Yeah. Now he lives in this town and he owns an inn that other people run.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yep.
So typically her dad delivers it, but now it's, you know, she's going to learn a lesson, right?
Because that's the lesson,
as all socialites do. Let's teach them a lesson. So we send her off on a train. It's the very, you can picture it. You don't even need to see
the movie. No, it wasn't a train.
Movie.
It was a bus.
Oh, it was a bus?
It was a bus.
Oh, right. It was a bus. And she wanted to know where she checked her luggage and everything. Because, of course, if you're to be a true socialite, you must have zero knowledge of anything. So that's another little trope there. You have to have zero knowledge of anything beneath you. Right,
exactly.
Right.
Everything should be done for you.
Yes. Yeah. You guys don't even need to see the movie. You can actually picture her dropped off. In clothes that are too fancy, in heels that are too high, with way too much luggage.
Yep. And everyone else is wearing flannel and scarves. And
so Brendan and I asked ourselves right at the beginning of this, was who was going to be her love interest in the little country town that was going to steal her away from her, you know, very shallow, self-centered fiancé. And we agreed... way before we got to that point that there would be one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, even the poster just kind of gives it away.
Yeah, so we knew. So she's standing there in her heels with all of her luggage, and one of her luggage pieces goes flying across the road, as one does, right?
Because she was busy listening to the carolers.
Right. She was distracted by the carolers. Because, of course, we don't only just go into a country village. We step back into time, because that's what happens. And it gets hit by a taxi driver.
That's driving a 1950s car.
Yeah. So the second that happens, Brendan and I look at each other and we say, that's the love interest.
There he is.
Right? There he is. So why did she have to get in the car with him, Brendan? Tell our audience why she couldn't take another taxi or a Lyft or whatever.
The there's a monopoly in mm-hmm. car rides in this town, and that one taxi mm-hmm.
serendipitously
is the only ride in town.
Yes.
Lyft doesn't exist. Uber right. doesn't exist.
Right. And he's the only taxi driver.
Correct.
But he's not only a taxi driver.
No, he's not.
No, what else does he do?
He helps run the inn that she was staying in.
Oh, and she's staying there. Oh my God, that's such an amazing coincidence,
It was such a weird turn. He dropped her off. You thought it was the last you were going to see of him. And then she walks up to the front desk and lo and behold, he walks in.
Oh my goodness. But they don't fall in love right away.
No, no.
No, he's jaded and bitter and broken from a past.
But you don't know why.
Right, you don't know why. You just know it was a past love.
Right, you find out that he used to live in the city mm-hmm. and that he left just because something happened.
Mm. And now here she is, all uppity from the city, so they're not going to get along, right?
Right.
I mean, oh.
There's... Oh, at this point, it should also be worth mentioning that she was only given a budget of $100.
Right.
For undisclosed amount of time. Mm-hmm. To do undisclosed whatever.
And she thinks that's going to be fine because the other guy is going to be right there. She's going to hand off the letters and off she goes.
Right. Spend one night.
Right. Spend one night. But what happens?
Oh, it turns out that this guy, the other owner who we don't know what happened, just decided to up and travel.
Yeah, he's gone. He's like fishing somewhere. Or something. Nobody
can
reach him.
He went to a cabin.
Yeah, nobody can reach him. Oh my God, that's such a coincidence. I bet you guys know what's coming next. A storm.
Oh, yeah.
Always a blizzard, always a storm,
yeah,
right?
It has to.
And so, you know, everybody has to act kind and take care of each other, and the true meaning of Christmas is revealed.
Yeah, the power went out on only the west side of town.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes.
weird power grid system,
mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, she has become friends with the taxi driver / in runner
right.
guy, possible love interest, with his aunt.
Yes.
Who is the only one who knows who she is.
Speaking of, that's Andy
McDowell.
Who's also a baker.
Right, right. Which she claimed to be, but she wasn't.
Yes, it was a weird situation how we were introduced to.
Right. So Andy's going to teach her to bake, keep her secret. By the way, she becomes an amazing baker in no time at all.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible what a montage will do for you. You know, it's whatever you can learn in a montage is amazing.
The power of Andy McDowell.
Right. So Ellen is her name, and Jake is the love interest, because yep. Jake is a great love interest name. So
is it?
I don't know. So Ellen and Jake and Auntie Andy. What's Andy's name?
Debbie.
So Auntie Debbie, right? So then all of a sudden, because, you know, somebody like Ellen can turn quickly from, you know, a self-centered biatch to somebody that helps get donations for the charity auction.
Throwing on an apron and rolling some dough, baking cookies, and it does everything. Oh, so it also should be mentioned that Ellen's fiance is still in New York mm-hmm. or the big city. I don't think they ever name drop New York.
No, because of course you're supposed to go away for Christmas.
Correct.
Because they don't believe in Christmas.
Correct. And
they go to an island, right?
And he's calling her every day mm-hmm. saying, mm-hmm. Are you done yet?
Yeah,
just drop off those letters.
What does it matter if you hand it to him?
Because it's just a silly tradition.
Because tradition is nonsense. But I think we all know that one of the big lessons is that tradition matters, right? It does.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're snowed in, we've got no electricity, we're taking care of the homeless dude, because there's a random homeless dude that teaches her basically about
friendship,
you know, friendship and kindness. So
like I said, the power only went out on the western side of town,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they bring in all the people who live there into mm-hmm. the hotel, mm-hmm. and people are giving up their rooms to sleep in the couch, which no one actually does.
We missed the humbling experience. We jumped right over the humbling experience. It allowed her to appreciate all of that. Humbling experience is she ran out of money.
Oh, that's right.
And so, of course, she had to trade. So she acted as a chambermaid and a helper in the hotel in exchange for being able to stay there.
Room and board.
Right, because the person she's supposed to drop the letters off hasn't shown up.
He's still and he has no phone, so they can't contact him.
Right, because he's a troglodyte. So here we all are. She's just a little servant in the hotel, learning some Christmas lessons. And who shows up next just when her and Jake almost kiss. They go for a walk in the snow. They almost kiss.
They hugged, which is big for Christmas specials.
And there was a, no kiss.
I mean, hugging in these type of movies is like third base.
Right. Well, and we were also trying to decide whether there was going to be a cheat and then regret, or if there was going to be an almost cheat.
Right. Well, they were at that the ice statue.
Oh, of course, because there were random ice statues in the center of town.
Where they did kiss. Or is that later?
That's later. They don't kiss.
Spoiler alert.
They don't kiss while she has the fiancé, because she does. She. So we were like, is she going to be a cheater?
Right.
Or is she going? But she doesn't. She says no. And they're like on the verge, and they snow, and they're falling in love. And then who should show up? But the fiancé.
The fiancé.
Yes. And of course, he's
in his fancy car.
Yes.
Fancy winter jacket.
Treating Jake like dirt, you know, acting like these people are beneath him. But of course, now they're her people.
Right.
So what is a girl to do? So then we start predicting, when is she going to break it off, right? Is she going to send him on his way? Is she going to go all the way back to the city and then come back? Neither of those are right.
She invites him into the hotel and offers him the room, which happens to be shared already with a mother, single mother.
And her child, who have no place to go.
Two children. A little, like, 5 or 6 year old.
Oh,
plus a
and newborn. Then a baby, right? The crying baby. Yep. Right. Yes. So if you didn't get the manger reference with the, you know, baby on Christmas with no place to go, the inn is full. It was full on Jesus manger stuff. Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So he's disgusted. He's annoyed. And he finally gets her to leave. Decides for her they're just going to leave the letters.
Right. It was. I think he was there for two nights at that point, or maybe one night, two full days.
Maybe. In the meantime, she's been reading all of the old letters and getting a feel for who her dad and uncle, whatever his name is. What was his name?
The uncle? I don't know which. Zeke? Was it Uncle Zeke?
Uncle Zeke. Yes, Uncle Zeke. So she's getting to know Dad and Uncle Zeke through these letters.
Yeah.
Right? So feeling a kinship.
And it also should be mentioned that we do find out that Jake is an artist.
Oh, of course he is. And he's going to now sell his art at the charity auction because, you know, she inspires him to his best self.
Because they share trinkets, which turns into Ellen finding out that Jake is an artist and really getting behind his work.
Oh, yeah. Like, so it's, what, in 3 days, they are all about each other.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how fast it happens.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, in Nowhere Town, USA.
Yes. So her and the fancy fiancé, I like that, fancy fiancé.
The FF.
Yeah, I think there's always going to be a fancy fiancé.
Well, there's a trope that I was thinking about earlier that we'll discuss later.
Yeah. Okay. So her and fancy fiance get in the car and they drive away. And she realizes one of the letters is missing.
The current one.
Right. The most recent one. What happened to it? And she doesn't want to leave. And he makes her. Oh, my goodness. Because what does it matter? It's just a silly letter.
Right. And they have a flight to catch.
Right. To wherever.
An
island somewhere. So, yeah. But in the meantime, she's learned. She's learned from these people that the letter matters.
And we should also mention that when she leaves, Jake gets mad.
Oh, he's mad. He finds out that she was really the daughter.
Correct.
Now he feels betrayed.
Very betrayed.
Right? Like she lied to him.
He can't smile.
Oh, God. He's so mad. He's so mad. And she's so sad. And off she goes with the clueless fancy fiancé. I think they get as far as, the first gas station.
And then it turns out he's just a total jerk.
Right.
I mean, he's a jerk the whole time.
But suddenly she's had enough.
Correct.
She has had enough. So what does she do? She gets out of the car.
Yeah. Gets the only option.
She only gets back on the bus.
The bus that's heading back into town.
Right? She shows up just in time for the Christmas auction that she has managed to make a success.
Yep.
By the way, he didn't have hardly anything to put in the auction because it was a bad year there. And she somehow convinced the whole town to donate.
Because she learned how to bake like a superstar within 3 days, she made gingerbread cookies.
Gingerbread cookies, and she put them in fancy little jars, and she went to businesses, and she basically harassed them into donating things to the auction.
Yeah, give me something expensive, right. I will give you some cookies
and look cute, right?
And everyone was pretty open to that, yeah. Except
the TV guy.
Well, the Apple Store guy.
Right. He was like super cranky and mean, and then she handed him cookies, and he suddenly, like, his heart grew 3 sizes that day, like the Grinch.
The modern store was the one that...
Yes.
There was a huge...
Yes. So he did donate for no apparent reason that's visible in the movie. He has a change of heart. We don't know why, really, unless the cookies, I don't know, had crack in them, or...
Might have offered something else that we're not allowed to see.
Something might have happened in the back room. I don't know. But she leaves with a giant TV. So she shows up at the auction that she helped save. Jake's there ignoring her, being pissed off. Turns out, I know this is crazy, you never saw it coming, but the guy playing Santa, who every year reads the Christmas letter, has the missing Christmas letter. Oh my God.
It was such a surprise.
Who could he be? Is it really Santa? Is it her dad? Is it Uncle Zeke? We were taking guesses, and turns out it was...
Uncle Zeke.
The whole time.
Still don't know when he showed up back.
Or how he got the letter.
Or if he was actually gone.
Right. But turns out Dad is there too.
Yeah.
And there was no way of knowing because she left. Would she turn around? But Dad had faith and Zeke had faith that she would do the right thing. And sure enough, there she is.
And...
friggin' happily ever after.
Pretty much. So the ending was her becoming CEO.
Yes. This was president. Her test. This was the test she had to go through to inherit the business.
Because that was in the letter that Uncle Zeke read, basically saying, I feel like stepping down.
Yep. Giving the letter to my daughter.
Right.
Yeah, Zeke was reading it. It was written by the dad. So Zeke was just reading it. So the dad is like, yes, to my daughter goes the business, and now I know she can run it, because in 3 days she went from a spoiled rotten brat
that doesn't bake
to the like sweetheart of the small town.
Exactly.
In love with Jake,
right,
whose own bitter experience with a city girl is now healed through his love of her.
Correct.
Oh my God.
Because he's able to express himself through drawings.
Oh, thank God.
And
right?
The ability to buy ice sculptures.
Yes. It was amazing. So you don't need to see it now, so you're welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
We did the viewing for you. That's the whole purpose of this podcast, is we do the viewing for you, so you don't have to.
Kind of giving you a rundown of Christmas.
Yes. Cheese, Wine, and Christmas, first episode.
So, before we end it, mm-hmm. What would you give it, like on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, I would give it a hard 6, I think. A hard 6. Because there were things I didn't see coming, even though there was tons of things I did see coming.
Correct.
Right? And most of the tropes were firmly in place. But there were a few opportunities for them to circle back really easily in a predictable way, and they didn't do it.
Makes sense.
So I'm going to give it a hard 6, which I think in this world is a very high number. Right? And because Andy McDowell. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Right.
And I liked the inn. I wanted to live there. How about you, Brendan?
I was going to give it a 4 out of 10. I don't want to.
I think that's because you're a dude and I'm a girl.
Well, I don't want to build my expectations so high after one movie.
Right. Well, I think 6 is pretty low. But all right. I think that's good. So we know where we stand. We know where your 4 is, where my 6 is. So I'm Deirdre.
I'm Brendan.
And this has been our first episode of Cheese, Wine, and Christmas.